Scant funding and growing need pushed the largest homeless services provider in Chico to near bankruptcy. In Redding, meanwhile, attempts to try an innovative approach fell flat. This, as poverty, desperation, and antisocial behavior remain as visible as ever around the region. In Chico, where demand for meals and overnight accommodations at the Torres Community Shelter is rising, a bureaucratic change in Sacramento turned trying times into a crisis. Brad Montgomery is the shelter's executive director.
In a given month, we'll have 60 new people come in, and that's pretty standard.
Several years ago, about 80 people would typically line up for dinner. That number now regularly tops 120. Last year, donations slid. Then, the state agency administering federal homeless services grants overhauled its application process, switching to a two-year cycle. As a result, Torres will have to wait an extra year to receive federal funding, assuming their application succeeds. Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development spokesman Ed Cabrera said Sacramento's move created unauthorized delays, triggering a notice of violation, though he admitted the bureaucratic scolding lacks any real consequences. Except to places like Torres, it depends in part on that federal help. In the interim, the local community has been filling the breach.
The number of folks that are giving to us monthly has tripled in the last 6 weeks.
After warning in January that Torres could close, Montgomery is more optimistic. Earlier this month, Enloe Medical Center donated $20,000, just over 3% of Torres's annual budget. New initiatives are also reducing dependence on federal grants. Meanwhile, charting a new course in Redding hasn't been easy. Concerns about cost, morality, and limited resources have so far stymied Housing First, a paradigm turning homeless services upside down. Rather than requiring sobriety, employment, or other commitments before housing, advocates say providing shelter first without strings enables the other goals to fall into place. Redding Councilwoman Kristen Schrader.
Once they're housed, they are more receptive and more able to be treated. So if you can imagine trying to get somebody to be clean and sober, and then when they go home, they don't have a home. They're going back on the street.
After getting the long-term homeless indoors, counseling assists with employment, mental health services, alcoholism, or whatever led them to the street in the first place. Boosters argue that Housing First works, pointing to Denver, Boston, and Utah for inspiration. At a recent Redding Council meeting, doubters balked at the $70,000 cost to house and support just five people, especially when there's 100 times as many without shelter in Shasta County, according to a recent homeless census. A similar survey found over 1,100 in Butte County. Schrader and other advocates say if all costs are included, Housing First wouldn't seem extravagant.
When you leave someone on the street, or let them, or they're on the street, and they get their medical care not through planned prevention, but they actually go through the emergency room, or stay in the hospital, or they spend time in jail, there's a larger cost for that.
The cost comparison, she said, is actually favorable.
That costs more than providing the housing with the case management and the supportive services.
While declining a Housing First trial, the council did approve an accounting study to compile total costs. Schrader said those figures expected in April could prove eye-opening to opponents. Those pleased to consider total costs were in some ways echoed by Mike Wiltermood, Enloe Medical Center CEO, in justifying its donation to Torres. There's altruism, but also business to consider. When the vulnerable and penniless are exposed to the elements, they're more likely to wind up in an emergency room. Getting care, the hospital ends up eating. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.